These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Massive fan of basketball.
I'm glad you looked at 8 years, anyway, not three.
Try before you subscribe.
It's always good guests, aren't
you? You're either a player or you're a coach for me, yeah.
It's brilliant.
Get 3 free podcasts per month. Just download the Off The Ball app now.
Highly recommend it.
2 minutes played in Tala and it's still scoreless tonight between Shamrock Rovers and Pauk. Of course, Rovers are chasing that 4-goal deficit from the first leg in Greece. Now, we're going to go over to Paris because Aisling O'Reilly is there for us at the Paralympic Games. Good evening to you, Aisling. How are things?
Good evening, Owen. Not too bad. How's things?
Very well. So how's Paris been treating you this time? You were last there for us for the Rugby World Cup at the end of last year. It must feel like an age ago at this point.
I know. Every trip that I've got with Off The Ball, I go to Paris. But I'm not complaining. It has been absolutely amazing. I think it's such a lovely atmosphere. It's so uplifting. Everyone is in great form, looking to help. And the volunteers have just been incredible to work with. Like a lot of them with disabilities themselves, just wanting to be here, a part of the games. And yeah, it's just been an amazing experience so far. It is only day two for me, obviously day one of the Paralympic Games. And the opening ceremony as well, just to mention that, was such a good experience. Featured all the athletes parading around, music from all the different countries, dance routines, with many of the dancers as well using crutches to showcase the team of overcoming physical difference. And I think with the Paralympics, it's the amazing human stories of resilience and adversity. And, you know, I think, Owen, it just shows you the power of sport.
Yeah, at the last couple of days, have you seen a sense that the Paralympics has Paris in its grip, just like the Olympic Games had as well? I appreciate you weren't there for the Olympics, but is there a sense that everywhere you go, there is very much still a massive event happening in the city?
Very much so. Like, see the opening ceremony last night, it was really hard to get tickets. It was completely sold out. Even for media, I just about got a ticket at the last second to get in there.
Right.
The crowds for all of the events, the Paris swimming today, the noise levels was just incredible. Like, if you were to do any work after the races, you had to get out of there because it was just on another level, which is great to see because I know everyone hoped that after the Olympics that it would continue that momentum, and it definitely has. Like, I've met a lot of people actually living here in Paris, from Paris, and they're just going to the events themselves, and they said that the buzz is pretty similar to the Olympics, and that's exactly what we wanted to see.
So what's it today involve for you?
So I've been here at the Paris swimming all day, which has been brilliant. So the heats in the morning and then the finals have just finished up. So things are just clearing up here at the minute. Nicole Turner, she got through to the final of the Essex 50 metre freestyle, and she then finished third in her heat in a time of 35.35. That was the fifth fastest out of the two heats. And she got through to the final and she came sixth in the end at a time of 35.65. So unfortunately, she did swim a bit slower than her heat. I spoke to Nicole afterwards. She was visibly upset after the race. She, I suppose, was annoyed that she hadn't put in, unfortunately, not her best performance. She's really, really interesting to speak to. And I got a chat to her mom and her parents and stuff as well before we went in. And she said, you know, ahead of the game, she doesn't like turn her phone on. She doesn't do social media. She doesn't even speak to her parents ahead of any races. You know, she totally switches off. And she spoke about wanting to maybe enjoy things a little bit more, and then it'll bring out the best performance in her. And she does have another chance in the pool. She's 4 days until she's back in the pool, and she said she's going to be in the pool every day until then. She goes back for Tuesday, sorry, the 50-metre butterfly. And we all know that's where she got her silver medal in Tokyo. So we'll keep eyes peeled for that one. And then Roisin Urine as well. She was in the final this evening. She came fourth overall. She was really happy. She felt like it was a good swim. She was 0.21 seconds away from a medal, which you would think is really hard to take. But she said, look, I don't think fourth in any way is a disappointing place to finish. She was really happy that that was her first swim. She's going to be back in the water again, I think, three times more. She does the breaststroke, the backstroke, and the individual medley as well. So we've all that to look forward to tomorrow as well, to see her with the backstroke. That is her favourite stroke, and she's the current champion of that, the World Championship. So, yeah, loads to look forward to, and the swimming has been brilliant today. Such a great atmosphere.
Presumably a fair Irish tint to the atmosphere as well.
Yeah, it's great. They all came out in their numbers, and it was actually funny today. I was looking out at the crowd and looking for the Irish, and who's sitting beside the Irish contingent? Only former Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp. Out of all the seats, he got right in there beside the Irish. So all the photographers got wind of that, and Sportsfile and all of that were over taking pictures of him. And he's here actually supporting his friend. It's Wojtek says he was here for the badminton for New Zealand. And yeah, he was a former professional footballer who sustained an injury at 21 that required his left leg to be amputated at the knee. And he's been always friends with Jurgen Klopp through the years. And Jurgen came to support him in the badminton for New Zealand today. So it's a great story up on The Guardian. If anyone does want to go and read that story, it's been brilliant. And yeah, he came out today then for the Paris women, and all the Irish were delighted he was sitting next to him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure he's been delighted to see some of our best swimmers in action as well. I saw a selfie of him up. Was it on one of the official pages? Some of the Team Ireland got photos with Klopp?
Brilliant. Yeah, I'd say so, because they're the ones that spotted him. We hadn't even seen him. We were up in the media gallery and they sent us messages saying he's beside us, and they were sending snaps and the whole lot. So delighted with life, and great to see him here. Like, he's here, yes, supporting his friend, but he spoke about the power of sport and, you know, how there's absolutely no difference, and, you know, what his friend is doing has been absolutely incredible and inspiring to him. And I would absolutely definitely get anyone that would be interested in the story to go to The Guardian to read it, because I think with the Paralympics there's some incredible stories to definitely to listen to.
The swimming, I presume, is on at La Défense Arena.
It is, yes. So the Rasta 92, the rugby grounds.
We saw that a few weeks ago and we've seen it again today. Just an extraordinary theatre for swimming. Just one of the best ideas ever to make that the home of swimming for the Olympics and the Paralympics.
Amazing. I walked out and I just had butterflies, and I turned to the rest of the journalists and was like, whoa, I don't know what I was expecting, but it just really is one of those moments where it takes your breath away. And it's the first arena I've been in, so I'm excited to hopefully tomorrow to get to the velodrome for the paracycling as well. Edger spoke to me earlier about that and said it's an amazing experience. The press area is like in the middle of the velodrome, so that'll be nice to see that as well. And it's brilliant, because I don't always get to report in these sports, so it's nice to have a bit of a change and see how things are done. And it's been incredible so far.
So we want to play you a little bit of your conversation with Charles Bryce. Ashley, you might set the scene here before we play the clip.
Yeah, on the way into the Paris women this afternoon, I met Charles Bryce, who is an ABC sports reporter for Australia. And I just got chatting to him by chance as we were going in. He's confined to a wheelchair. He broke his neck when he fell off a motorbike at 19 years of age. And he told me a story and how his life changed. And it was just incredible to meet him, and just how he dealt with it all mentally as well. And was really inspiring.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Charles from Australia, why is it important we have the Paralympic Games?
You think about the Paralympics and where they started. The first Games is in 1960, and from then it's just grown and grown and grown. And it's so important to see that, and so good to see how much it has developed in recent years as well. Nearly 5,000 people competing here, all forms of disability, and, you know, 2 million tickets of the 2.5 million have already been sold, and it's just so good for the community to see what people with disabilities can do. And on the world stage, you know, it's not about just participating anymore. It's about elite athletes competing and, you know, getting to show the world what people with disabilities can do.
And it's so important as well to open the world's eyes, to show the abilities that these athletes have.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's even for me, it's eye-opening to see what some of these athletes can do with varying disabilities. You know, I know what it's like to have a spinal cord injury, but I don't know what it's like to be vision impaired. And just to be able to see each athlete not overcome their impairments or their challenges, but to live with it and deal with it and excel with it as well. You know, gone are the days where people are feeling sorry for Paralympic athletes. You know, they're celebrated.
And do you mind sharing your own story with your spinal cord injury?
Yeah, sure. I broke my neck when I was 19. I was about 14 years ago now, and fell off a motorbike and had absolutely no idea what a spinal cord injury was until the day I had one. So it's been a huge learning curve. Not the way I sort of envisioned my life panning out, but, you know, there are so many great elements to it. I didn't think I'd be here at a Paralympics working. But, you know, I'm so glad that I am.
And what are you doing working at the Paralympics?
So I work for the ABC in Australia, so I'm here reporting. It's good fun. So very, very lucky to be here.
Yeah. So life has changed, but with that, it's brought a lot of opportunity too, in a way.
Yeah, definitely. I've had so many great opportunities, not just work-wise, but personal. Just had my life isn't planned. It's great. I love it. Of course, there are some challenging moments, but I think everyone has those, no matter if you're able or not. So, yeah, it's just life's good, and you only get one crack at it.
And when you faced those challenges to begin with, was there help and resources there for you?
I think I was just probably a typical male and buried my head in the sand. But I think, you know, in the past few years particularly, the emphasis on dealing with mental health issues has, I guess, has opened my eyes and the public's as well. And, you know, it's helped me. You know, I don't think it's a thing to be embarrassed about anymore to deal with those challenges with a professional. And I'd encourage anyone that is struggling, no matter if they have a disability or not, if they are having challenges, to go and seek help.
Right, brilliant stuff there from Charles Bryce, who, as you'll have heard there, is a reporter with ABC Australia at the Paralympic Games. Ashley, you've touched a little bit on tomorrow. Tomorrow's schedule from an Irish perspective, very, very busy indeed.
It is, yeah, day two. So you have Kerry Leonard is out in the para archery. So this is the last 16 elimination round. Then you have para rowing, you have Katie O'Brien and Tiernan O'Donnell. Then you have the para cycling at the velodrome. So Ronan Grimes, I think that is one name that definitely look out for at this Paralympics. He's been in flying form in the 1,000 metre time trial. So look out for him tomorrow. Katie George and her pilot are out. Josephine Heelan and her pilot are out as well. And then we're back to the swimming as well tomorrow morning and in the evening. So of course we're going to see Ellen Keane. A lot of people will be interested to see Ellen Keane. This is her fifth Paralympic Games and she is in with another medal chance. She is out tomorrow in the 100 metre breaststroke with the heat taking place at 10:18 a.m. and then the final, if she makes it, fingers crossed, will be at 7:21 a.m. So yeah, it'll be very interesting to see how Ellen goes. And then of course then as well in the para-athletics, that is tomorrow evening in the 1500 metre, is Greta Strumakiti. I got to meet Greta. She is brilliant crack altogether, and can't wait to see her in action. She's a super athlete and put in a hell of a lot of work to be at this point, and she gets her chance now on the biggest stage. So I'm excited for all of them. and to go see them tomorrow. Hopefully it's the Velodrome for me, and then back to the Paris swimming, and I'm going to get to the athletics as well, maybe over the next day or two.
Wow, it's a fairly tough task when it comes to logistics of all of this. How are you finding the navigation of Paris so far?
Yeah, like, we've a good crew of the rest of the Irish journalists that are over. So thankfully that is helping big time. So we're following each other around on the trains and all of that, making mistakes as we go. Mm-hmm. And then obviously, because there's so many different sports, you know, you're trying to get to all of them, and yeah, you're trying to time it that you can make one and then get to the other and get to the heats and the final. And obviously I've never did this before. I've never been to Olympics or Paralympics. So it's a trial and error. Very much enjoying it. So hopefully, yeah, we get to a lot of the events tomorrow. And look, we have another, what, we're here for 11 days in total. So loads to look forward to.
So Ellen Keane's final is tomorrow evening, on the same day, right?
Yeah, exactly. So she'll have for people that are looking to watch it, so the 100 metre breaststroke, the heat takes place at 10:18 a.m. and the final later the same day at 7:21 p.m.
I'm sure she's looking at the likes of Kelly Harrington, Paula Donovan and Fintan McCarthy and thinking back-to-back gold medalists, like the sound of that?
Absolutely. Wouldn't that be the dream? And look, she's just been incredible the last number of years. To be out of fifth Paralympic Games is unheard of. And she really has been amazing for so many of the athletes that are up and coming. Nicole Turner in particular has always spoke about her and what she's done for the Paralympics. And it would be great to have that fairy tale story. But I think even if she doesn't, to be here, to be competing, it's been an amazing journey for her. And either way, she'll go out on a high.
What are the medal prospects like in the cycling?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting area, because Ronan Grimes has been mentioned quite a few times. You don't want to put pressure on anyone, but Ronan Grimes in particular in the paracycling has been mentioned quite a bit. Just the form that he's been in. And we'll see that tomorrow. So the time trial and the 1,000 metres, it's the qualifying round and the final then later that day. So keep an eye on that. Times are changing, but it's 11:30 French time, so 10:30 at home. And then the final is around 3 p.m. if he makes it, which is 2 p.m. Irish time. So I think that in particular is going to be a really interesting one at the Velodrome. And yeah, it seems that we're having more and more success with the paracycling, and it's cycling in general. Like, we've seen it at the Olympics as well with different PBs and that. So, yeah, fingers crossed.
Aisling, great stuff today. Enjoy tomorrow. We'll chat to you then.
Thanks so much, Owen.
Aisling O'Reilly there, live in the line from Paris. The Paralympic Games continue tomorrow. We're going to be back.
This summer, discover American Giant's timeless, high-quality clothing made right here in the USA. Every piece is designed for quality and style that's built to last. From vintage-style tees to tough tank tops, breathable polos to lightweight sweatshirts, you can find your perfect fit. Celebrate American craftsmanship and support local communities with every stitch. Go to American-Giant.com and use promo code STAPLE20 for 20% off your first order.